Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for the Dong Report.
Dongs are back in town. Dongs are back in town. The dongs are back in town.
Dongs are back in town.
Dongs are back in town. Dongs are back in town.
Dongs, 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 dongs,
dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs,
dongs, dongs. Yes, indeed. It is time for the Dong Report here on this Thursday, the 7th of August, year of our Lord 2025. A pretty big week for dongs. Get to some dong data for you here in just a moment. It is a light dong night, as Thursdays often are. It's usually a getaway day. Oftentimes, the Red Sox aren't playing, so we haven't had many Red Sox dongs to tell you about. But we persevere as best we can. We do what we can here on the Dong Report. And tonight, before we get to the dongs, I have some dong data from the week that I would like to tell you about. Who had some notable dong weeks? Well, I'll tell you who certainly did. That would be A's catcher Shane Langeliers. Shane Langeliers. Yes, of course. Thank you, Sia. A triple dong night on Tuesday. Big week for him. Also, Leover Peguero.
Mr. Lover, Lover. Lover. Mm.
3 home run game on Saturday. And guess who's back from his injury and had a double dong game on Tuesday? How about Max Muncy?
Brass monkey, death monkey, monkey.
Very good. Glad to have him back on the Dong Report. Also, Colson Montgomery had 3 home runs this week, as did Bo Bichette, as did Dalton Varsho. Both of those guys on the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays, by the way, hit 13 dongs in 3 games against the Rockies this week. 3 in the first game, 5 in the second game, 5 in the third game. Just absolutely launching dongs off of the hapless Colorado Rockies. And with that, before we get to tonight's dongs, as we always do at this time, let's hear from Will Fleming out of context.
He needs to rub off on the broadcasters a little bit.
Gross. I thought it was going to be the big chests. Everybody with their big chests. Maybe we'll hear that later. Who knows? It's the Dong Report. Anyway, without any further ado, only 4 games to tell you about tonight. Let's start in D.C. with the A's and the Nationals.
Ozempic penis.
Whoa! For the A's, Colby Thomas. Welcome, welcome to the Dong Report, Mr. Thomas. His first career dong. Very nice. Always love to see someone make their debut on the Dong Report, their debut dong. And this one from Colby Thomas was a big one, a 406-footer. And Tyler Soderstrom, with his 21st dong of the year, that was a 354-footer for the Nationals. No dongs, no runs, as a matter of fact, as the A's take care of business, taking the Nats down by a final score of 6-0. Let's head over to Seattle, where the Mariners and the White Sox did battle.
I trust my hands, maybe not my mouth.
For the Mariners, This was a game that maybe took a little longer than you'd think. I kept looking up on MLB Network. This game was still going. Into 11 innings it went, and that was because the White Sox got a couple of dongs, one from Michael A. Taylor, his seventh of the year, and also Brooks Baldwin. Dong number six for Mr. Baldwin and for the Mariners, Randy Arozarena.
Randy!
Dong number 23 on the season for him. Mariners walk it off in the 11th, and they take this game by a final score of 4-2-3. Off to Pittsburgh we go for the Pirates and the Reds.
Boobs.
Who's that?
That was Keith.
That was Keith. Okay, good. For the Reds, no dongs. For the Pirates, how about Brian Reynolds? Dong number 11 for him. And Henry Davis, his fifth dong of the year. I can't say I'm familiar with Henry Davis. If Henry Davis walked in here right now, I would not know who that was. Brian Reynolds, I'd know him, not Henry Davis. No dongs for the Reds, no runs for the Reds, as the Pirates put up a touchdown and beat Cincinnati 7-0. One game still in progress, that would be the Braves hosting the Marlins. For the Braves, a couple of dongs, including Drake Baldwin. A double dong night for him, numbers 12 and 13 on the year, and... Big night for bald guys, and... How about that? Drake Baldwin on a double dong night hits the long dong gong. That means he hit the longest dong of the night so far. This game is still in progress. You can still have more dongs. But so far, Drake Baldwin's second dong, a 422-footer. That's the long dong of the night, part of a double dong night that saw him hit number 12 and 13 on the year. Congratulations, Drake Baldwin, on your very long dong. Also, his teammate Marcelo Zuna, pretty nice one himself, a 16th dong of the year, a 404-footer. For the Fish, Graham Pauly.
I'm going to f*** this bump to my f***ing balls off.
Number three on the year for Mr. Pauly, a 352-footer. That game in the bottom of the seventh inning, the Marlins lead the Braves by a score of 6-5. We will keep our eye on that one in case any late breakers get struck. But in the meantime, we got ourselves a nice, perfectly respectable 10-dong night.
I like that word, respectable. For the amount of games that we had, 10 is a good number.
Yeah, that's more than two dongs per game. That's pretty good, I'd say. Considering how light the slate is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So 10, how about, that was an easy one, how about a Drake May 10?
Or his predecessor, Mac Jones.
A Mac Jones 10? If we're sticking with Patriots, I believe Jabbar Gaffney wore 10 when he played here.
So did Jimmy Garoppolo.
As did Jimmy Garoppolo. Good one. As did one of my favorite Patriots of all time, Josh Gordon, wore number 10. And I know that because after he left, they were selling Josh on the get rid of it rack over there at the pro shop. And I bought one. I have a Josh Gordon jersey shirt in my closet somewhere that I haven't worn in a while.
So but, you're one of the duct tape guys.
I am. I didn't duct tape it. I wanted to stay a Josh Gordon shirt. I'm not going to change it. I bought it for that player. I'm not just going to change it on the whims or whatever. I'm sticking with my guy. But yeah, Josh Gordon 10.
I referenced this, I think, the last time we had a 10. I think it was during Derby Week, but Austin Collie.
Austin Collie 10.
He had a very tiny stint with the Pats, and he had a 10.
It's true.
An Eli Manning 10. If we want to switch sports, we could go to a JoJo White 10, I believe, is retired for the Celtics. JoJo White 10.
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler,
he's a
10
with the Warriors.
Okay, all right.
With the Warriors.
Right. That sounds right. I feel like there's a lot more NFL players we could be getting to. It's like a popular wide receiver number now, I feel like 10 is.
Oh,
Tyreek Hill wears 10.
Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. I was also going to say Mac Hollins when he was with the Bills.
Mac Hollins wore 10? Okay. Didn't know that, but I'll take your word for it. What is he wearing now? Do we know?
I am not sure. Okay. I would guess it's like a teens number.
All right. I think Cooper Kupp wore 10, right?
I think he still does.
Does he still? I don't know. He's on a new team, so I don't know what his number is now. But with the Rams, I think Cooper Kupp definitely wore 10. DeSean Jackson wore 10. At one of his stops. I forget which way. The Eagles, maybe? RG3 wore 10? Thinking of other quarterbacks. There's got to be other quarterbacks that wore 10. Oh, Fran Tarkenton. There's a lot more basketball players that we're not getting to also. I know that.
I'll give you baseball, though, because okay. Zach just ran down running Twitch. He wanted me to get a Coco Crisp in there.
A Coco Crisp 10. Good one. Someone's wearing 10 right now, right?
Trevor Story.
A Trevor Story 10. Good. Good, good, good.
Kelly Shopik.
A Kelly Shopik 10. Remember Kelly Shopik? God, that guy. I mean, I know that was a season where everybody kind of had their own little agendas going on or whatever, but Kelly freaking Shopik, I remember, going up the back stairs to talk to, like, management in the front office. It's like, you're the backup catcher guy. Enough. Kelly Shopik. There's a name I hadn't thought of in a while.
There's a quarterback we missed. Dark and Stormy Nights on Twitch had this one. Justin Herbert.
A Justin Herbert 10. Good one. Very good one. Let's see. How about a DeMar DeRozan 10? A Tim Hardaway 10? He wore 10, I think, right? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Tim Hardaway. How about
that was a when Steve Nash played for the Lakers.
Nash on the Lakers 10, good one. Dennis Rodman 10 with the Pistons. I know he wore like crazy numbers. He was like 90-something with the Bulls. And like the Spurs, he was like 72 or something like that. But he was definitely 10 with the Pistons. Okay, let's see. Oh, we've really neglected hockey, I would say.
Aha, I was right. Marco Scudero when he was with the Sox.
Scudero 10, good one. Let's see. How about a Chipper Jones 10?
That's a nice one.
That's one I remember. That's a guy I remember wearing 10. I might be running out here. I might be hitting the wall, hitting the number wall. Should we go to the boards? All right, let's see.
I've got all the recent Sox number 10s. Hunter Renfro.
Hunter Renfro 10, good one.
And David Price when he switched from 24.
Oh yeah, that's right. He switched to 10. That's right. Zach, I believe that Zach, our Zach in the Twitch, says an Anders Bjork 10. Would not have thought of that. Good one, Zach. Sam Cassell 10 from a 401 number on the Twitch line. Ooh, a Rich Gedman 10 from the 508. And the reason
that's
why
a good one.
Rich Gedman, the first autographed baseball I ever had in my life was autographed by Rich Gedman. I'm not even kidding. I had it displayed in my room. From when I lived in the city, from I don't even know when I first got it, but I had it for a long time. The only autographed ball I had displayed anywhere in my room when I was a little kid was a Rich Gedman autographed ball. And I don't know what the hell happened to it. It's probably worth about as much as the value of the ball, I would say, at this point. Scott Hatterberg 10.
I was just about to say Scott Hatterberg.
Oh, and by the way, this has nothing to do with the Dong Report. But we do have... Should we hit the breaking news for this? Should we hit the breaking news? I think maybe we should. I know we don't often do this in the middle of the Dong Report, but let's go ahead and hit the breaking news sound.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
Ladies and gentlemen, Braintree is going to the Little League World Series!
Woohoo!
Yeah! Woo! Hell yeah! Way to go, kids! Braintree, Little League World Series.
will be representing Massachusetts. They took on Bedford, New Hampshire in the New England Regional in Bristol tonight, and they will advance now to the Little League World Series later this month in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. It was Frankie Fasoli, I believe, was the kid pitching, and I think he scored the winning run, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, they went into extra innings. This was an extra inning game. It went to the eighth inning. And there was a pass ball on the first pitch in the bottom half of the eighth. That moved Fasoli over to third. He was the ghost runner to start the inning. He drew a throw from the shortstop. And after intentionally walking the next batter, a wild pitch sent Fasoli home. He scored the winning run on a wild pitch thanks to some heads-up base running. And Braintree and Massachusetts are off to the Little League World Series. Yeah! That's right! That's right! Massachusetts! Sorry, New Hampshire. I love New Hampshire. But sorry, New Hampshire. In your face! In your stupid man in the mountain face. How do you like that? Ah. I'm just kidding. I feel bad for the kids in New Hampshire. But, you know, Massachusetts, way to go. Way to go, Braintree. Way to go, kids. That's cool. Very, very cool. Glad we could we could get that in there at the end of the Dong Report. And there you go. All right, send in your tens. Send in your tens to at Christian Arcand, at Joe Braverman, PBP. You can also, thank you very much. You can also send them in on Twitch if you're in the Twitch chat, YouTube chat as well. I'll go and check that during the break. And you can, of course, text them in at 617-779-7937.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.